I'm bored. Seriously, seriously bored. No, I'm not gonna clean my cabin. Who are you, Mom? Besides, it is clean. Well, as clean as it's gonna get. It's not like I have that much stuff on this ship. And we haven't even begun the trip yet. Mom and Dad took the shuttle back down to settle their affairs and get one last load of scientific equipment. Then we're stuck on a... Oh, fuck. A 2-year mission in deep space. The wormhole only opens once every 2 years. All of this should count as child abuse. We won't even be able to communicate with civilization while we're out there. And they expect us to be okay out there, light years away from the nearest kids our age. They didn't even ask if I had a boyfriend or anything that would miss me for a year. Well, no, I don't have one. But they could have asked. I was getting around to choosing one. I had boys interested in our school, or in our dome. Even ones on the net who would be willing to travel for a hookup. Sorry. Get used to me bitching about what Mom and Dad did to my, as yet, non-existent sex life. You're the only person I'm going to be able to talk to for the next 2 years about it. It's not like I can talk to our parents. Well, I did, actually. But they told me 2 more years of being a virgin wouldn't kill me. As if all of their doctorates make them experts in, adolescent sexology. I don't even know. If it's not a thing, it should be. We both know they aren't going to have much time for either of us on this trip. They'll be too busy geeking out over their experiments or flying the ship or whatever. They're expecting us to stay out of the way like the last trip and use the ship's computer for entertainment and education. But we were just kids that last time and didn't have any urges or things like that. I mean, did they even consider it's not such a good idea for a brother and sister to only have each other for company out in the middle of deep space? We've got hormones. Drives and stuff like that. How do they know that while they're playing scientists, that their kids won't be playing doctor? Oh, stop blushing. You're in the same boat that I am. Well, spaceship, actually. I'm going to be the only girl that you are going to be around for the next 2 years. Well, except for Mom, she doesn't count. She's old. Married to our dad. If you were to bang anyone on board this ship, it would have to be me. No, I know you wouldn't try anything. You're boring. That's why you're probably a virgin too. But Mom and Dad don't know for sure you wouldn't start something. Or that I wouldn't. Or that neither of us would start it. But it still might happen. We're talking 2 years of colossal boredom out here, and you're in your sexual prime as a teenage male. I guess us girls don't reach our prime until we're mom's age, but wow, sure doesn't feel like it. I'm pretty much horny all the time now. So, we're gonna have a very dangerous situation going on. Especially since Mom and Dad put us on the opposite side of the ship from them. I'm sure it's because they didn't want us to hear them having sex. But it means that I have to share a suite with you. I'll probably have to listen to you masturbate every night while I'm trying to get to sleep. Or possibly vice versa. And we have to share the bathroom that connects our bedrooms. It's supposed to sense when someone is in it, not let the other person in. But what if that doesn't work? You might walk in on me while I'm in the shower. The water would be falling down on my nubile young body in the reduced gravity, raining down in slow motion and dripping slowly off my perky breasts. There's even a strong possibility I might be going to town with the shower nozzle at the time. Well, it's an entirely realistic scenario. Or I walk into your room asking for help with hyperalgebra and you left the door unlocked and I never bother knocking before I open it because I don't respect boundaries. But you're jerking off, which you'll probably be doing nonstop anyways. Then there will be the days, even weeks, when Mom and Dad take the shuttle away from the ship to do readings, and we'll have the entire place to ourselves. Then, we'll be truly alone, and we'll probably be driven into each other's arms out of pure desperation for human contact. Then, Mom and Dad will be sorry. They'll walk in on us blinking one day and go, "Oh no, this is totally our fault for dragging our horny children out in the middle of nowhere all by themselves and leaving them alone too much." Mom will cry, and they will both be so sorry they ruined our lives. Wow, I really like the idea of them realizing what a huge mistake they made. Here, come with me. Huh, what do you think? Your room. We're gonna have sex. Weren't you listening? To teach Mom and Dad a lesson about this entire stupid trip? And it's pretty much inevitable that we'd end up sleeping together anyway. Sure. First, there would be some sexual tension. Then maybe some flirting. Or us walking in on each other like I described before. But at some point, it's going to give way to watching each other masturbate. Or me giving you a blowjob. Maybe I offer you my ass in a last-ditch attempt to protect my virginity and stop us from doing something that we can never undo. But I give us 3 or 4 months, tops, before we're screwing like rabbits. By that point, we're so horny, we'd be willing to sleep with each other even if you weren't kind of hunky, and I weren't cute and adorable in a Lolita-esque kind of way. So, let's just get it out of the way now. It's going to be a long trip, and it's going to seem even longer if we have to wait a couple of months before the incest happens. The suspense would just end up killing me anyway. You know how I am. So, here we are. I suppose this is the cleanest your room is gonna be the entire trip, but it's okay. I'll mostly be looking at the ceiling whenever I'm in here. Maybe that wall if you're doing me doggy style, or I'm riding you cowgirl. Maybe we could move the view screen there. Although, if we face the other way, I get a nice view of the viewport and the stars going by. Well, we'll figure it out later. Yes, I am serious. Well, as serious as I ever get. Is overly dramatic a kind of serious? I think it counts. Now hurry up and take off your clothes. This entire ship is climate controlled. It's not like we need them anyway. I mostly ran around naked last time, but then again, I was only 5 then. Well, get used to a lot more of that. At least when Mom and Dad are gone. Except, as you can see, my body's developed an awful lot since then. I wasn't lying earlier about the nubile body and perky breasts. And don't I have the cutest little nipples ever? Now stop talking. Here, let me help you with your clothes. Yes, we want to do this. We can't fight hormones and human nature and all that. See, despite your bitching, you do have a boner. Well, to be fair, it seems like you have a boner most of the time. It's a whole being in your sexual prime thing I was talking about earlier. But this looks even bigger than what you're normally trying to hide. And it seems to be getting even bigger as I watch. Except, I kind of don't want to just watch. I maybe sort of want to put it in my mouth? You don't mind, do you? I'm sure that despite your hesitance, you're anxious to plow me. But I'm going to remember my first time all of my life. So, I'm blowing you. Yeah. Not too bad for my first time, was it? Just imagine how good I'm gonna be after a year or two of practice. But now it's your turn. I mean, we could just jump straight to the sex, but you do want your little sister's first time to be special, right? Good. Then I'll lie down on the bed, and you can show me if you're any good with your tongue. I don't really expect too much, but I think I can train you. Go ahead. It's just your sister's pussy. It's not gonna bite. Yes, you really want to do this. Look at how cute my pussy is. So get licking. Okay, that's a good start. I don't have anything to compare it against, other than my own fingers, but it feels fun enough. But your tongue is much more agile than my fingers, and it feels better when it's someone else involved. Maybe you could use your fingers to rub my clit while your tongue teases its way into me and pries me open. Oh yes, just like that. Oh yes. Oh, just like that. This entire trip isn't going to be a waste of time after all. Even without the revenge factor against Mom and Dad. This is kind of fun. I'm glad I don't have to go another 2 years before getting to experience a boy going down on me. My sex life shouldn't be delayed just because my brother is the only eligible man for parsecs and parsecs. Now stop being a meanie and give your sister that big brotherly dick she's craving. Oh, you've gone and made me so turned on. Oh God, we're gonna have so much time together. But the sooner we get started, the more fun we get to have. Yes, I'm sure. It was pretty much a foregone conclusion once Mom and Dad told us about this research trip. As soon as they announced it, I was like, well, there we go. I'm gonna have to fuck my brother. So, it's not our fault at all. We're gonna be having incest. It's Mom and Dad's. They obviously didn't think this through, and what putting you and me together in such close proximity would mean. This is completely on them. We're victims here. They even gave you a king-size bed. It's like they want us to do it. Well, I want us to do it now, too. Looks like you do, too. Even if you're fighting it. But, you know, if we don't do it today, it will just be a matter of time. It's fate. So let's just get started. Otherwise, this is going to be a very long trip. Don't worry about being too careful getting on top of me. The bedrooms are at a lower gravity rate than the common rooms, just like the bathrooms. I hope that doesn't mess things up when you're trying to have sex with me. We'll have to figure out how lower gravity sex works. Well, how any kind of sex works, but I think that will be part of the fun. Mom and Dad won't be the only ones doing research on this trip. Now, let me help you with it. You just keep yourself raised up over me. I'll move your cock into place against my pussy. I just have to move it around a little, and and the tip slips into me just a little bit. Now slowly start pushing down on me. Oh, yep, I'm definitely a virgin like I said, but thanks to Mom and Dad, I'm losing it to you instead of some cute guy at school. That's another thing to resent them for. But I won't hold it against you. You're as much a victim here as I am. Now, just push it in a little bit further and let's be victims together. Oh, yes, push it all the way in. Oh, I wanted to take it. I want to take it all. It will fit. Oh, if you're careful. Oh, perfect. Oh, now make love to me. Slow and sweet. At least until I tell you not so slow and not so sweet. But what you're doing works right now. Oh, just your hard cock slowly moving in and out. Oh, your little sister's tight pussy. Oh, it makes me even wetter, which will make it easier the longer we do this. Oh, if you wanted to, you could kiss me. Not like a brother kisses a sister, but a real kiss. Then it's not even just about lust anymore. It would be like we formed an unhealthy obsession with each other because of being forced into this situation together. Making what Mom and Dad did even worse. Oh, that's better. That makes this more messed up. Which I think makes it even hotter. And we're gonna be alone for so long. We're gonna need more than sex. I can be your girlfriend this entire trip. But also your lover. Your slut. Oh, and always your little sister. And not even more than that. You know, Mom and Dad never had me renew my birth control implant this year. It expired last month. But they were too busy, and they probably didn't think I needed it. It's not like they packed any other birth control for this trip. No, no, don't stop. Don't stop. We've only started. Now we're gonna do this again, even if you stop now. And without birth control, something is gonna happen eventually. You can't pull out every time. And what's the fun in that anyway? So go back to fucking me. You know you want to. Oh, fuck, good. Oh, you see? If I get pregnant, it just makes Mom and Dad's shame even worse. At the very least, I have a baby to keep me company for the rest of the trip. Not like they notice I was pregnant anyway. They're way too busy. Honestly. Oh, it's not like I'm thinking the future through too clearly at the moment. I'm thinking about having sex with you and wanting you to come in me. We'll worry about the worst. We'll worry about... fuck me. We'll worry about the rest later. Oh. Oh, so we've gotten to losing my virginity out of the way. Now let's get the orgasm and the filling me with hot cum out of the way. Oh, maybe even the impregnation. I am so okay with all those things right now. Oh, I'm so turned on by all of this. And I'm ready to show you how excited this has all made me. Because... This trip is turning out better than I expected. Sure, it's really fucked up what we just did, but I'm sure we can top it over the next year or two. We'll make Mom and Dad regret planning this entire thing and forcing us to come along. And if we have fun while having lots and lots of sex together, that's not a bad thing either.